Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Ben Standing's with us Mondays, Fridays, but sometimes in between when the news warrants. And it does. He's with us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Ben, of course, can be followed on Twitter, on X, at Ben Standing. And you should listen to Ben's podcast, Last Man Standing, and you should read him at The Athletic. So, they made a big splash, and they did it with a player with an injury history, but also a very good player when he plays. So, let's start with... Because you and I have had these conversations, and by the way, I made a point to a caller. It's not like, you know, you or anybody else that didn't think they would do anything were wrong 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago. That may have been the mindset. If that's true, when do you think it changed, and why did it change?
Yeah, so we'll talk to Adam Peters today. I don't know that he'll tell us too much, but hopefully we'll get a little more insight.
What time does Adam Peters speak? Sorry, I just wanted to ask you real quickly.
12:15, supposedly.
All right, Dent, we got to carry
followed
that
by
live.
Quinn.
After our guest at 12. All right, go ahead. We
yeah,
didn't talk
so,
about
yeah,
that
we'll
pre-show.
See, we'll see what he says about that. My sense, though, in talking to some people close to the situation and, you know, paying attention, I mean, I think it's probably after the game on Sunday. I mean, so here's the thing. You know, I kept harping on, like, people getting all excited about or any notion of, like, well, they're making calls or this, that, or the other. I mean, there's so many moving parts. Like, I don't think the Saints were trading anybody, or I don't think they were trading Lattimore until they blew it to Carolina, which I assume they thought they would win, and that win maybe that gets them thinking, okay, we still have a shot here. And instead, they fire their coach and move on. So I think that, to me, is when Lattimore – became more of a real option just broadly. It wasn't just, you know, like the Panthers weren't trading J.C. Horn, even though people wanted to lump him into that. So I think, for one, I think the Saints got more flexible with Lattimore. And two, from what I gathered, was that the talk there turned aggressive yesterday, not before. Before, maybe it seems like to me it was just, hey, what are you thinking? What's going on? Touching base. Yesterday, the trade deadline day is when Washington said, all right, let's take this to the next level. What are we looking at here? And I know the Chiefs were involved. I saw Schefter say that the Ravens and Chargers, perhaps. So, you know, like, we can discuss, like, how much they gave up. You know, I think to a certain degree they gave up more than I thought. The third rounder seemed like it was sort of the entry point to even have a discussion, but they gave up more of the fourth, namely. So that's the part that, yeah, I think says, hey, there was more than just the Commanders. They weren't just bidding against themselves, but also shows how much they decided at the end that this was worth it. Also, I guess, you know, if you look at the landscape, not only are they 7-2, you know, it's not like the rest of the conference looks particularly strong. This kind of reminds me of 2020 when Rivera early in the season was like, you know, looking at the rest of the division, I think we can win this thing. You look at the rest of the conference, other than the Lions, I mean, you know, what are we looking at? So I think you look at all those factors, I think that's probably, to me, when they said, let's get going here.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot about, first of all, the Rivera thing. I mean, they weren't, you know, it was for a division title with a losing record. This is for potentially
for sure.
A top two seed in the NFC playoffs, which gives you, based on seeding, a chance to go to the Super Bowl, or certainly a chance to get to the NFC title game. But beyond that, because I think it's apples and oranges, I am interested in what you said in that, and I'm not disputing it at all, but the availability of a guy like Marshawn Lattimore made it, you know, a yesterday, hey, let's do this. And maybe it wasn't yesterday, maybe it was the day before. But don't you think the mindset on we should be looking to do something to help our defense, and if something's there, we're not afraid to pull the trigger, that mindset changed prior to yesterday?
Well, see, I'm going to say no, because the whole point for me this cycle is, yeah, if Adam Peters sees a player who's in their prime, who is, you know, not an insane contract, that the draft capital to give up wouldn't be, you know, touching too much, absolutely make that trade. You still have to get these guys at some point. The question was, how many of those guys were available?
Those were always the parameters of our discussions. I mean, anybody that was saying, just get a rental and pay a first-round pick for it, I don't think that was ever a part of the conversation.
Well, I disagree from where I sat, because I kept hearing time that every time somebody would just say they're going to make I'm just saying in general, they're going to make a trade. Like, that's something, it's very specific. It's like one guy, two guys, you know, depending on what they thought of J.C. Horn. Like, if you're just going to lump in Greg Newsom, who's been, you know, whatever, but he was a recent first-round pick, he's okay, he's still better than what they have, that's not that you're not trading a third and a fourth for that guy. Literally, as I'm saying, like, other than Marshawn Lattimore, and if J.C. Horn had been available, maybe him, that was the list of, if you're going to say, what do I think Peters would give up picks for, it was that. So, sure, in general, if this offer had been there 3 weeks ago, maybe they just do it then, because Lattimore fits the parameters of a kind of thing you would do. Like, at some point, you know, I saw somebody point this out yesterday, you know, and I thought this before, so much of what they need in the offseason are the premium positions that are expensive, you know, pass rusher, corner, possibly a receiver, possibly an offensive tackle. So now, regardless of anything else, they've now checked off one of those things. They're not getting the, like, four bidding wars in the offseason. Now it's one less. So I think that's a good thing. But, again, to give up the picks and take on the money, the guy's got to be special, and I think, or viewed as special, and I think that list was like one or two dudes max. So that's why I just don't think, unless Lattimore, again, I don't think the Saints were making Lattimore. I mean, I talked to somebody last week who's like, the Saints have too many injuries to trade Lattimore. That's the mentality of a team that thinks they're still going for it. Right. Now they're not. So that now that guy's available, and now, again, factor in the record and all that, now I think that's where Peter's like, okay, let's turn this conversation from being an observer to being a buyer.
Yeah, look, nothing you've said I disagree with, because to me this was always a part of the conversation. It was whether or not you'd be willing to pull the trigger if an opportunity like that presented itself, with the idea that the mindset on this season has changed, but not to the exclusion of having that player be available for the recalibration moving forward. But I don't think there's any way to look at this, Ben, and not say that they recalibrated the recalibration to a certain degree because of 7-2 and the opportunity that exists.
Well, I mean, they were a Hail Mary away from the Bears from not being 7-2, right? Like, so, like, I, you know, prior to the Bears game, which seemed to be like a test of two teams that were at the relatively same level, and, you know, I don't know that that's still different, even though the Bears look like they're going down now. But like, you know, prior to that moment, I mean, if other people were saying they were definitely the second best team and there's no, you know, go for it, I don't know. But you beat the Bears the way it happened. Then you beat the Giants. The rest of the conference continues to go backwards. Yeah, I think it all makes sense. And again, Lattimore was available. If Lattimore is not available, I don't know that Washington made some big splashy trade for a cornerback.
We're talking to Ben Standing. By the way, it's not even about necessarily thinking that you're the second best team in the NFC or potentially the best team or the third best. It's the opportunity to that exists to actually be one of the top two seeds based on the way you're playing offensive football and the way it sets up the rest of the way. That's a legitimate opportunity. Doesn't mean they'll get there. They got two games against Philly that will decide whether or not they're going to play a home game or not. You know, those two games will decide the NFC East this year, more likely than not, and decide whether or not, you know, you're a two seed and you're playing two home games or you're on the road as a five against the four seed as the top wild card team or a six against a three, et cetera. All right. Just one last thing.
Like, from the day that Adam Peters took the job, this was the boldest move he has made. They didn't do nothing else they did in free agency. I mean, drafting Daniels was just a logical choice. Nothing else they ultimately did over the last 9 months suggests anything other than they were staying with the plan of we're building this thing long term. But again,
right.
Deadlines create deals. Yeah, and when you get to
I
the
think
end,
you just answered the did he change his mind about this season? He did.
Yeah, this week. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see that it happened 3 weeks ago.
We can quibble on that. I don't think the win over the Giants Sunday. I think at 4-1, 5-2, 6-2, this had to be in their conversations about if an opportunity like this existed, would we pull the trigger?
I think the opportunity. He would have pulled this trigger 6 months ago on a deal if it made sense for the overall plan. In this case, a 28-year-old good player at a position of need was available, but he wasn't necessarily available in week 2 or week 7. That's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, the thing had to be available.
This player, you're right. I said that. I think if they beat the Panthers, he may not have been available.
Right.
All right, let's talk about the fit. I've spent a lot of time talking about his injury history. Clearly, that's the risk, right? You think that's the number one risk. Is there any other risk associated with this deal? They basically gave up a third rounder, and it's the lesser of their two third rounders. If you look at the increased value of the fifth rounder being, you know, multiple spots higher, washing out with the fourth and the sixth. So they basically gave up the lesser of their two third rounders for this player. It's the way I would kind of view this thing. If you view it differently, let me know. But is the only risk his injury history?
Probably. I mean, you know, in talking to a couple of people over the last, you know, 24 hours or so, you know, I had a couple of people say, hey, you know, I've watched him for, you know, whether, you know, I've had a reason to pay attention to him, and it feels like his play is maybe down a little bit because of the injuries, that he's not necessarily – the same guy who had the four Pro Bowls. That said, I just had Aaron Schatz on my podcast that'll go up later today, and he was saying to me that, like, based on whatever their his metrics are, that Lattimore, and he was specific to a certain aspect of me, but like was like that Lattimore is basically tracking to be, or currently has been, the top cover corner he's graded so far. So depends how you look at that. I mean, he obviously has been doing well. I also think that opponents typically are not throwing his way, which is obviously not a bad thing. He's had very little interceptions the last 3 years when he's played. I think that's the big issue. I mean, you could look at it also like this. They basically probably have, like, you know, four slots for paying a veteran a good amount of money. They just use one. So, you know, you got to hit these things. You can't just say, We made the move, now it's got to work to a degree. So that's the only other risk. It's like, okay, you've committed now to this, so that needs to work because, you know, they could technically get out of his deal. There's no guaranteed money left, but obviously you're not going to dump him after making this trade. And with no guaranteed money, his agent may be wanting a new deal. So
more beneficial for the team to give him a new deal anyway for salary cap purposes in 2025 and 2026 anyway. All right, let's talk
about
the fit on the field. Seems obvious to me, tell me if I'm wrong, he goes outside, Benjamin St. Juice stays on the inside, and as we've heard, Witt Jr. and Quinn, you know, and I think answering some of your questions at various points during the season, they move Sanders still to the spot that they think will be his long-term spot, which is slot corner. You see it that way?
Yeah. I mean, I think this trade does not only potentially help one spot. I think it helps three spots, right? Because, you know, Lattimore you know, assuming he's healthy, he's the guy you throw out there against the A.J. Browns and the C.D. Lambs, which guys they'll have coming up. And those number one receivers have torched Washington this year. So that upgrades that. But now, yeah, St. Juice now, assume if they have Lattimore follow the top guy, St. Juice then, you know, gets, you know, a second or a third receiver. He'll still get targeted probably the most because teams will probably not want to go towards Lattimore a ton. So he'll have to do, you know, be a little more consistent than he's been. But at the same point, he won't have to battle those better, you know, those top guys. And then Sandra still, you know, whenever Forbes was, I don't remember if it was after the Ravens game, but like there was some point in there where, you know, Forbes didn't play. And I asked Quinn, just to be clear, is Sandra still being viewed as a slot? And yeah. He's like, yeah, ultimately, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, I wanted to double check because, you know, they could move him back inside whenever they wanted. They just clearly lost any faith that Forbes was a guy that they could use. And, you know, Noah I, as you would like to say, and I probably should say more, he's just a slot guy, which is fine. He's been okay, but he's a slot guy. So, yeah, so now Sanders still goes inside. He doesn't have to give up significant inches to receivers at all times. And he's a tough guy. He plays bigger, plays more physical, I should say, at least, than his, you know, limited size suggests. So, yeah, this is a good move in that regard. And then just sort of lastly, you know, the run defense is maybe, you know, the biggest issue in terms of like a specific part of the game as opposed to the talent at the position. Maybe this helps there also, because now if you can have Lattimore be the island guy, so to speak, I'm not putting him in that shutdown corner category, but just saying if he can be the guy who's covering someone one-on-one, now that frees you up a bit more both on the other side of the field and maybe even with the run game to have more people focused on these other elements and, you know, have an extra body closer to the line than they've had when they've had to play more zone and have the guys back.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, though, in the first half, how many times they had eight in the box and still couldn't stop the run against the Giants. I mean, on the Jones keeper, there were basically nine players crowding around the line of scrimmage in that game. So that's still a concern, but I get your point as to, you know, the fact that you actually have a guy that hopefully can take number one out and make the team a little bit less versatile. Last one, because you tweeted this out. I don't have the tweet in front of me. I was just looking for it. But basically that you had sources kind of indicate to you that they were open to trading Emmanuel Forbes. They didn't, but just give me, you know, 30 seconds on that.
Yeah, and, you know, and sort of to the point of when do they get aggressive on Lattimore. You know, I try to talk to as many people as I can. I've been doing that in this regard for like the last month or so, the trade deadline, and, you know, like a fair amount of teams and people. And like, it's really, like I said, there wasn't anything on Washington for in any direction.
Valdez-Scantling, I thought there was something out there about him. I mean, that's not a splash move, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but it was also, I'm saying, like after the fact, like it wasn't like, you know, yes, they looked into him, but it didn't, now to me that doesn't make a ton of sense anyway, but whatever, it's part of your due diligence. And so then towards the end here, I started, had multiple teams say, hey, they're making Forbes available, which, you know, I think on the one hand with like, well, that's no surprise, right? I mean, they clearly are not engaged with him, but the fact that last week he was the only player besides Marcus Mariota to not take a single snap. I mean, you know, like, again, I'm not saying that they want him necessarily out there, but in any capacity, no special teams, no defense, no nothing, you know, it suggested to me, if we don't have to, let's just leave him in bubble wrap in case we get an offer. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. It won't stun me if he's basically inactive for the rest of the year, right? Because he doesn't play special teams. He's played five special team snaps this year. They just added Lattimore, which means, you know, Igbinoghi is essentially now the fourth corner. You know, so unless there's like injuries, I don't know that Forbes gets back to playing corner. And, you know, at least Michael Davis, who hasn't been in the rotation for a while since like week two, but he does play special teams. So I could see Forbes being inactive for the rest of the year, barring injury.
Thanks for doing this. We'll find out, I guess, if Lattimore's healthy enough to play on Sunday against Pittsburgh. We'll hear from Adam Peters. I would certainly expect him to say this was, you know, something that popped up that we just could not, you know, turn away from. And by the way, Mickey Loomis, and I saw that you tweeted this out from Matt Paris, right? Matt Paris, who works in New Orleans, was with the Washington Times, that Mickey Loomis said that Saints received, that Loomis said they received good value for Marshawn Lattimore. He's still one of the better corners in our league, and Washington is getting a good player for their playoff push here and their run, so I wish him nothing but the best. By the way, does anything speak to the NFL, the New Orleans, the first 2 weeks of the season, and then where they are 7 weeks later? I mean, that was as good a start offensively to a season that we've ever seen, and now they're 2-7.
I mean, basically, the Commanders were a Giants healthy kicker away from being 0-2, and the Saints were the hottest team in the league at 2-0, and here they are completely flipped.
Thank you for doing this on short notice. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, man. See ya.
Ben Standing, everybody. Denton's got some news next. We're going to talk a little college football today because we didn't get a chance to do that yesterday. The college football rankings came out. And we've got NFL 5 burning questions today. We've got NFL buy and sell. We got a lot to do. We got a guy from New Orleans coming on at 12 as well to talk about Marshawn Lattimore.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.